Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Why did the Supreme Court do the right thing and overturn Roe v. Wade just under the Constitution to kick it back to the states?
One of the reasons why this issue is so hotly contested in the United States is that it wasn't decided by the people through the democratic process of the legislatures. And now it will be. And it will go to the states, where those states will be able to reflect the will and the views of the people who live there.
Well, a lot of reasons. But the big one is that we have 3D modeling and 3D scans in HD for now 20 plus years of babies in the womb, sucking their thumbs at even 2-3 months, playing, dancing, and we know that's a human. And then you've got the pro-abortion crowd saying it's a satanic sacrament in court, saying we're going to kill those little bastards, wearing shirts, celebrating, yeah, I killed my baby, I'm going to kill more.
Yeah, I would murder them. I'll slit their throats if I have to.
And really showing us how sick and evil they are in their cult of death. Now, it's not a total overturn of Roe v. Wade saying that it's illegal. Well, states can't announce slavery's legal again.
The statement has been made that the government has a right to come in your home and tell you as a woman and as a family what you should do with your body.
This is not about freedom or personal choice.
Get vaccinated.
We also know that we've had a history in this country of government trying to claim ownership over human bodies.
Exactly.
States can't announce they can take your guns. States can't announce any of that in our republic system. It was the left's celebration of killing babies up to their due date. And then multiple states, like New York, passing laws you could kill babies for weeks after birth.
I'm talking about your bill. How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay, but to the end of the third trimester.
Yep, I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
Where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth, she has physical signs that she is about to give a birth. Would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified?
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman
would make at that point. I'm asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
And people were like, what the hell is this? And finally started waking up out of their comas.
I am Dr. Bernard N. Nathanson, formerly the director of the largest abortion clinic in the Western world, and I am the last surviving founding member of NARAL, a pro-abortion organization which brought legal abortion to the entire United States. I am personally responsible for over 75,000 abortions. We founded NARAL in the late 1960s with our purpose to export our pro-abortion mentality everywhere. To achieve that end, we adopted the strategy to deny what we knew to be true, that abortion kills an existing living human being. We denied that fact in an effort to mislead the American public and the courts of this land. This was the greatest mistake of my life, and legal abortion was the greatest mistake this nation has ever conceived.
This shows in this sea of evil and corruption and collapsing borders and devalued currencies and pedophilia and world government attacks on the family and all of it, that humanity is coming back.
Accept the truth and buck the system and the group collective. Do that, and you'll earn your way to the next level. This is the InfoWar.
giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality. And finally, save a massive 75% off on hair and beard support formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, Al Jones is right t-shirt while you're there.
Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
He built an unnatural world. He built a world where we don't have to actually know what we're doing. And it's all coming to an end. And the globalists know that, so they're accelerating that end. And you're all going to experience it now. Everybody. This is going to divide the boys from the men. Global red alert, former Japanese prime minister assassinated, head of OPEC found dead, Boris Johnson resigns, Vladimir Putin threatens direct nuclear war with the West. This is an emergency broadcast happening now. We must identify the Davos group. We must identify the New World Order. They're carrying out the policies. They're executing the operation. Jeff in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Man, I'm really not doing too well.
I do want to say thank you to you and your crew, and also a shout out to Tucker Carlson, obviously. And my favorite products, X2 and the Brain Force in the dropper. I love it. Got to hold back on it.
It's amazing, sir. Thanks for keeping us on air. You've really done an amazing job.
Hey, my pleasure. You've taught me so much. In fact, so much that I forgot some. I have a couple of questions for you. One, I do remember, I think you said a former president said, quoted, keep them entertained and they'll never know what hit them.
I remember that quote.
You remember that quote? I do not remember who it's from, though.
Well, there's a lot of that in, that's in the movie Gladiator. It's in some of the Roman histories that use bread and circus to entertain people, and they won't care about losing their freedom. So it's just a well-known kind of saying, to cliche.
Okay, because I see it playing out very well amongst everybody I know. Almost, it's sad. And another question: when the Uvalde shooting happened, and my prayers go out for the families of the victims. My gut right away told me something stinks. It was like too convenient in Texas.
And then it pops up McConaughey, and the state police tell us the whole official story is a fraud and a lie. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Thank you so much, sir. Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you. Father God, ask that your anointing would continue to fall on Brother Alex, his family, all the families that work at InfoWars, InfoWars Store, all the entities under Free Speech System, Father God, and all the listeners and people who not only enjoy but share the components of his broadcast every single day. Alex, I think we need prayer, not just prayer for us. I'm ordained. That doesn't mean anything. You know, sitting in behind a podium in a pulpit doesn't make you a pastor any more than sitting in a freezer makes you a frozen fish. So the church is failing. We, the church of the people, we're the church. You've got a lot of prayer warriors on your channel. I want to suggest that we don't just keep it in a circuitous fashion of sharing the love of God. Lord has shared with me that you possess all elements of the fivefold ministry, Alex, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. And let me just say one last thing. Before I got Reset Wars, when it was first released from you, I was curious if you would have stuff about Barbara Marx Hubbard in there. Sure enough, in the first chapter. That is the most conscientious and elemental informative purchase that someone could make right now, because it's going to keep them up to date. You know, we forget so much stuff, you know, and to have InfoWars, your production of Reset Wars, at your fingertips. I'm not saying share it. I'm saying get your copy, buy your own copy, get the information from it, and then go out into the public and talk to people you don't know. We can't be playing telephone here.
No, I hear you, Dave. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you. I mean, the only reason we're getting all these calls, we're taking them fast. Bone Crusher in FEMA Region 10. Go ahead, Bone Crusher.
All right, Alex, I'm going to fly through this here. All right, man. I call this the InfoWars Triforce. It's Brainforce Ultra, it's Basso Beats, and X2. You got to get on that stuff. Not you, but everybody else. They need to get that. And then, Alex, I got extra Iron Maiden tickets at the end of September. It's on a Friday. If you want to come, get my info from the crew. And then lastly, I used to work at a hotel. There's a bunch of refugees there. Some were from Iraq, Afghanistan, wherever. One of the Afghani guys, I started showing him a lot of American stuff. He loved John Wick, loved John Cena, loved John Wayne. Once he became a full-on citizen, he changed his name to John Muhammad. He just had a kid the other day and sent me a picture of it. I asked him what he named the kid. He named it Alex Emmerich. Your legacy will never die.
Well, I'm fighting hard, Bone Crusher, and I appreciate your support. I'm just mad watching open world government starve hundreds of millions of people to death and get away with all these crimes. I mean, it is just insane. We become normalized and comfortable with being destroyed.
You're right. And you know what? People need to start standing up, and they need to wake up. And like I said, they can try to censor you as much as they want, but your legacy is never going to go away, man.
I don't care about my legacy. I just want to beat the globals, but I appreciate your support. I love you, and I appreciate you, Bone Crusher. All right, let's go to the next caller, the order received. Let's talk to Arthur in Texas. Arthur, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, on July 4th, I heard the rebroadcast of your one-hour interview with Dr. Zelenko. I think it was last Christmas.
I've had a few interviews with him, but yes.
Yeah, that's about the best outline I've ever heard of the grand strategy behind the globalist master plan for depopulation and the related strategies designed to achieve it.
You know, maybe we should just re-air that interview right now, brother. Maybe we should re-air that.
Yeah, I assume it's posted on your site.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but yeah.
He talked about the, he mentioned the open and shut case of premeditated, scientifically planned mass murder in history. And he drew attention to the stakeholders at the very beginning of the interview. And the tsunami financial catastrophe that's been in the works for the last 30 years. And of course, these owners of the central banks, the international banking cartel, associated financial institutions, corporations, non-governmental organizations, CFR, Bilderberg Group, etc. There's an interesting, in 1913, not only the Federal Reserve Act was passed, creating the central banks, the central bank here in the United States, and the income tax amendment to pay for the interest they were going to create the debt to pay the interest on. It also, I think there was an act of Congress creating the tax-exempt foundations that have been funding these organizations and policies for decades.
Absolutely. It is a total financial corporate takeover at every level, and no one recognizes it. I think it's Russia or it's Putin or it's Biden. They're all puppets. It's the globalist launching the whole thing, brother.
We're few in number. Of course, they've got scores of front men and hundreds and thousands probably of willing, you know, workers that further this this plan. But really, I mean, the directing leadership is probably very few in number. People like David Rockefeller didn't come out very often out of the shadows. But
absolutely.
He did come out.
Absolutely. And now they're making their move. Humanity's waking up to a great extent, but it's not fast enough. What do you make of all the assassinations and resignations of world leaders right now? I mean, this is what happens before a big war. He's gone. All right. You know, since you mentioned that Dr. Zelenko interview, I'm going to air part of that. And then Jay Dyer is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if I'm going to be here next week. InfoWars is in so much trouble right now. And what I tell people to do, my crew's great. The production crew's great. What I tell the crew to do, other areas, is not done. So if I don't physically stay here 12 hours a day to make sure product comes in, to make sure bills are paid, nothing's going to happen. Just like this operation's in crisis, everybody else is in crisis. Society, people are in zombiosis. They're watching Netflix all day. People aren't conscious. It's just unbelievable what's going on. And so I said I'd do a Saturday show. Not going to happen. And I don't know when I'm going to be back. Because if I don't right the ship here, and if I don't myself personally carry all this out, it's not going to happen. So love you. I appreciate you. And hopefully we'll be back on the air someday. All right? All right. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. The world is hurtling over the edge of a cliff, and I appreciate the great production crew. They've been great people, and it's been great knowing them. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
on purpose, and we don't identify these are war criminals, and we don't identify they cooked it up on purpose, then they keep being able to debate us and argue little fine points and keep people distracted. So that is not the point that we're making here. This is not some accidental thing. These aren't just companies that mean well, that screwed up and all this garbage. These are individuals that are using this to take over the planet. And it's in the Great Reset documents, and it's an incredible time to be alive. So Dr. Zev Zelenko joins us here. He needs no introduction. So much has happened. He also issued an alert yesterday that if something happens to him, that he's not died of cancer, which he's fighting right now, but that it could be foul play. I want to say the same thing. I'm getting a lot of death threats right now. We're not being dramatic, folks. We're at the tip of the spear exposing mass murderers. This is a war. And like Marshall McLuhan said 50 years ago, in the future, the war is going to be distributed to the general public. It's not going to be main armies against each other. So, Dr. Zelenko, so much going on, so much happening. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday broadcast.
Hi, Alex. Thanks again for having me.
I got a lot of questions and a lot to say and a lot to break down, and I want you to be able to take us where you want to go first. So take us there, and then I want to talk to you about Dr. Michael Yeadon, who I know you talk a lot about, getting even more hardcore now and basically aligning with what you and I are saying. It isn't about us being right, but I think it's key to really have people face what we're up against if we have any chance of beating it.
So we do have we're going to win. It's like someone who plays chess. The better chess player you are, the more moves ahead you could see. And I see already that it's checkmate. The only question that's still a variable is how much carnage and what will be the body count of the innocent until we get to that point. And the reason why I'm doing these interviews is that I hope that spreading the true narrative and giving people hope may mitigate or reduce the body count. And so regarding Dr. Michael Yeadon, I know him personally. He's a mentor of mine. He's a brilliant scientist, former vice president of Pfizer. And he told me personally that for every one child that dies from COVID, 100 die from the vaccine. The vaccine is 100 times more lethal to children than the virus. I think it's more than that, but he has the statistics and the data analysis to prove that, and he has actually presented that information to the world. He's a man of integrity. He has only what to lose from coming out of retirement. He's a very wealthy man, and he doesn't need the all this aggravation. The only reason why he's doing it is I believe that he's being motivated by altruism and a genuine desire to protect people from carnage. Now, I think that it's extremely important to understand what is the motivation behind the criminals and monsters that have done this. Because, and everything, no one should believe a word I'm saying. They should just listen and then do their own due diligence. I provided for you resources and references to what I'm about to say, but much of which I'm sure you know. But 30 years ago, it became obvious to the people in power and people who are the wealthiest, most powerful people on the planet that there was going to be a major catastrophe economically in 30 years. That there would be a collapse, bankruptcy, of the beginning, a bankruptcy of Social Security and Medicare. And that's all known. And Biden's recent policies of increased entitlements have upped the date to the anticipated collapse to 2027, 2026. Used to be 2028. That's the beginning. And within 10 years, there'll be a complete bankruptcy. That will have a tsunami effect on the global economy and threatens the stakeholders, their power and their wealth and control mechanisms over humanity, which they've had cultivated over millennia. We're talking about a force of evil that has always used human slavery as an economic, as an asset. Slavery has always been the most lucrative industry in the history of humanity. And these people are amoral. They're not immoral. They're amoral, which means they are moral when it's expedient for them. They're immoral when it's expedient for them. They support the Jews when it's expedient for them. They support the Christians when it's useful to them. And then they set the Jews against the Christians and vice versa when it's useful for them. They're capitalists when they need to be. They're communists when they need to be. This level of malevolence transcends all of these systems that they have set, and they play games and create chaos and geopolitical destabilization in order to promote their own agenda. In this particular case, it became obvious to everyone that there was going to be a huge economic collapse, and they were threatened. So what have they done? They've initiated a plan over the last 30 years that will result in, when the system collapses, when the dust settles, they will have the new financial infrastructure and control mechanisms to lead to the ultimate enslavement of humanity. And let me explain. In 2016, everyone knows Klaus Schwab said that within 10 years, meaning by 2026, right before the anticipated collapse, 7 billion people will be tagged with a digital tracking device, essentially. A biometric sensor that transmits biometric data with your location to a third party. And it's not science fiction. There's a patent, which we've spoken about several times.
And he said on French TV, he said, first you'll wear it, then it'll be in the skin.
Right. That's Klaus Schwab saying that, and I have that video. But in addition to that, there's a patent. There's two patents that go hand in hand. The one patent that says that the current vaccines have nanotechnology in them that allows them to measure your heart rate.
Stay right there. We're going to come right back to you. This is riveting information. Dr. Zelenko, please stay with us. Now, I didn't talk to Dr. Zelenko before he came on air today. And I didn't tell him I wanted to talk about the Great Reset and engineered financial collapse and how Schwab is now pre-programming. There's going to be a big cyber attack that they claim terrorists launched. We know who will really launch it. And notice he just brought it up without us even asking, because we're all synced up. That's God consciousness. That's what scares these Satanists. He wrote an article titled, Government is the Enemy, What is Really Going On, by Dr. Zelenko. So, Doctor, please continue. You got cut off on the break getting into, they know they fraudulently created all this fractional reserve banking. They've created all these derivatives. They've taken the world over by it, but it's a scam. So instead of them all going to jail, they've come up with a plan to collapse the world economy, pose as the saviors, and depopulate the useless eaters in the process, which is what so many corrupt feudal lords have done in the past, like the Aztecs and others, when they want to feed their population. Please continue.
Yeah, so the patent that I mentioned earlier gives the technology and the mechanism through which Klaus Schwab's prophecy, let's say, about 7 billion people having a digital identifier that connects them to a centralized network or grid or matrix, is going to happen. And the second patent that goes together with that is what Microsoft has from 2020. It's WO2020-06-06-06. And that patent describes the linkage of biometric data transmission to cryptocurrency. And so let me explain to you what that actually means.
We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in Double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality. And finally, save a massive 75% off on Hair and Beard Support Formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, Alex Jones is Right T-shirt while you're there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It means that in the future, in say 2026 at the time, there'll be no more Easy Pass, there'll be no more Apple Pay, there'll be no more credit cards. It'll be biometric transactions. In other words, you are now injected with a technology that transmits your internal temperament and your internal data with your location to a third party. Now, and that will allow you to, let's say, put your hand on a scanner and then walk out from the supermarket. So the hipsters think it's cool, but the problem with that is, what if I don't want to be part of the matrix? What if I don't want to be injected with a tracking technology? Well, then I would be excluded from the system of finance. So I won't be able to buy bread, at least not, probably on the black market, but I won't be able to buy bread for my family. So it's a control mechanism. It's the mark of the beast. In other words, if I don't participate in the system that they have created and control, I will be excluded from the ability to do transactions, financial transactions. So they don't have to put a bullet in my head. They just have to prevent my ability to buy food for my family. And that's like the social credit system in China, where basically they could set a radius through which I can't go out of my house and put me on house arrest. They know my location. I step out of my permitted radius, let's say, and they turn off my ability to do finance. So this is a control mechanism, and the entire crisis here has nothing to do with medicine, has nothing to do with health. There are fools on this planet right now who actually think that the governing bodies actually care about your well-being, then there's no hope for you. But the reality is that COVID-19 is a weapon of mass destruction. It was made in a laboratory. No one denies that. And I want to tell you something, Alex. I don't know if you realize Ralph Barrick, Dr. Barrick, was involved in every step of the development of this bioweapon and converting it to a human virus. He took a bad coronavirus, changed some things on it, got a patent for it, and technology to convert it to a human virus. Then Dr. Barrick and Zhang Li and Wuhan, funded by the NIH, they published a paper thanking the NIH, figured out how to augment the lethality of this virus to destroy human lung tissue.
Which was key because Fauci wanted his HIV protein to be part of it so he could pay.
Yes, but here's something you may not know. That in March of 2020, I came across data, papers, that helped me formulate my treatment approach based on zinc and zinc ionophores, which is what the ZSAC concept is. What I didn't realize until last week was that Ralph Barrett published that paper.
Wow.
Processed that. In other words, the guy who made the bomb also created the antidote to defuse the bomb, funded by the government.
Incredible.
And
start over. Say that again. That is, no, I did not know that. I was like, this is groundbreaking. Explain, oh my, you're a big researcher, and that's how you found these treatments somebody else had. And then when you found the research paper, it's the guy that was engineering it all out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, with Obama, with Fauci, moving it. Oh, this is so huge. Please start over.
And by the way, on your Skype is a link to that paper. So everything I'm saying, I have evidence for, and it should be presented because otherwise it won't be believed.
Yes, sir. We'll either put it on screen or we'll put it in post later once this is archived. Please start over. This is huge.
Okay, fine. So Ralph Barrick in 1999 did research at the University of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He was able to manipulate a bad animal virus, a bad coronavirus, converted by modulating a surface protein to infect human beings. But it was still benign. It was just infecting human beings now. And then in 2010, the same Ralph Barrick figured out a way to diffuse coronaviruses by using zinc and zinc ionophores, inhibiting RNA-dependent RNA polymerase or inhibiting a coronavirus replication. In 2015, and by the way, everything's here being funded by the United States government. It's all because it's on the papers. And on the peer-reviewed papers, they thank the United States government, NIH or whatever, for the funding. Then in 2015, in Wuhan, Barrick, together in collaboration with Zhang Li, Dr. Zhang Li, the bad lady they call her, were able to figure out a way to augment the payload of this weapon to destroy human lung tissue and cause blood clots. They wrote a paper about it. They thanked the NIH. They published it, and they got patents on it. And here's another layer to the story. The same Ralph Barrick worked with a team from Gilead Pharmaceuticals to make remdesivir,
which destroys the kidneys, right, and doesn't help you. This is so diabolical. So every way you can see the criminal pre-planning.
Yes. And so this is a bioweapon. And they had the antidote for it. And they suppressed the antidote intentionally, not for themselves. Do you think these masterminds want their own families to die? Of course not. They themselves know. This is consistent with what I knew about the executives
Yeah, you broke that a year ago, and Joe Rogan confirmed it, that hundreds of members of Congress in Hollywood all know about this but still want it suppressed, that your protocol, they were using your protocol, but they suppress it for the general public. Talk about evil.
Yeah, also the executives of Google, I know internally that they're all taking hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And so this information, the antidote to the bomb, the poison, was known, was created by the same monsters, but they hid it from you and me. Now, when doctors like myself stumbled across these approaches because we had necessity, the patients were dying, and so we needed some help. We needed to treat the patients. And so immediately, anything that would help, hydroxychloroquine, then ivermectin, and even the concept of early intervention, getting rid of this infection before the complications begin. Everything was vilified, marginalized, and doctors that were advocating for it were deplatformed. So then,
what you laid out is they knew it, they had it planned, they censored it, they did it all. We'll come back with Dr. Zelenko to explain how huge this is. Straight ahead, please stay with us. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Dr. Zelenko. And again, I would apologize for 14 minutes of ads an hour, but that's the standard for talk radio and TV. And I hate going to break when Dr. Zelenko is saying something so important, but it's all hardwired in by the satellite feeds that literally cut into the radio stations. That's why the deplatforming off the main internet, we said on air, we had over 200 radio stations, and we still do. So we're very thankful to those stations. But I am going to start the new year at least three nights a week, a multi-hour commercial-free podcast direct to you, the viewers and listeners, with guests and callers, where I might take a break to go to the bathroom or get a cup of coffee or something, but it's not going to have regular commercial breaks. So look for that in the new year, something I promise to do. The world's so crazy, we're here. But Dr. Zelenko, I know our listeners are smart. They're awesome people, but I want them to get what you're saying. You're laying out any grand jury. It would take a few weeks to give a grand jury all this, but they would definitely indict Fauci for what you're saying. You're laying out the compendium of basically how this criminal plan was set up. And when you see how criminal it was, like you were saying last time you were on, months before the outbreak, there Gates and Fauci are already sending messages saying, get the vaccine ready. They're like, wait, they didn't make the vaccine. No, they own the patents to what vaccine they, quote, wanted to then be sent out to the major makers, which they also got paid money from. So the trail, I think is what you're saying, of them scientifically preparing this is one of the most open and shut premeditated murder cases ever. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying this is the worst crime in human history. It's a genocide. It's mass murder, first degree premeditated genocide and mass murder. And it's being driven essentially by demonic personalities that are absolutely obsessed with power and wealth. But more than wealth, I think it's power. Because once you have $100 billion, let's say, what's the difference if you have $150 billion? You don't feel it. But power and being able to enslave others, it fulfills the perverse desires of these narcissists, egotists, and really, we can call them Satan incarnate or the embodiment of the essence of evil. And I actually want to... You know who Barbara Marx Hubbard was?
Yes.
Okay, she is the demonic mother of the New World Order. She, I hope she burns in hell for all eternity. She, and I'm going to read you a few quotes from her that will explain to you the philosophy. She is the ideology, the mother of the ideology of Klaus Schwab.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Humanity must be eliminated from the social body. It's a quote. We are in charge of God's selection process for planet Earth. He selects, we destroy. We are the riders of the pale horse, death. End quote. Another quote from her. This act is as horrible as killing a cancer cell. It must be done for the sake of the future of the whole. So be it. Be prepared for the selection process, which is now beginning. We, the elders, have been patiently waiting until the very last moment before the quantum transformation to take action to cut out this corrupted and corrupting element in the human, in the body of humanity. It is like watching a cancer grow. Something must be done before the whole body is destroyed. The destructive one-fourth must be eliminated from the social body. I want to read you one more quote, not from her, from her name is Jacques Attali. He was an advisor to the French prime minister from 1981 till in the 90s, I think 1991.
Well, that's François Mitterrand. He was a big libertarian. Please continue.
Yes, so he was Mitterrand's right-hand man. And this is from a book called Verbatim in 1981. Now, the Facebook fact checker, Myth Busters, or Myth, whatever it's called, says that this isn't true. But this is how I know that this must be true. The future will be about finding a way to reduce the population. Of course, we will not be able to execute people or build camps. We get rid of them by making them believe it is for their own good. We'll find or cause something, a pandemic targeting certain people, a real economic crisis or not, a virus affecting the old or the elderly. It doesn't matter. The weak and the fearful will succumb to it. The stupid will believe in it and ask to be treated. We will have taken care of having panned the treatment, a treatment that will be the solution. The selection of idiots will therefore be done by itself. They will go to the slaughterhouse alone.
Wow. Dr. Zelenka, let me just say this, because this is about God consciousness, and I don't say something that isn't true, but it's a little embarrassing to say just because it's so personal. You normally, it takes about a week to get you on the show. Today, you were able to come on. I had a dream about you last night, but I couldn't remember the dream when I woke up. When I got up, I said, I got to get Zelenka on today. And then I said, what was the dream about? I couldn't remember. And then I just remembered that I said to myself, well, Zelenko kind of says the same thing every time he's on, just like you do. It's not an attack. It's true. Same emergency message. But I said, no, today's going to be different. And then I intended to come in here and talk about depopulation, talk about the UN, talk about Schwab, and talk about, she wasn't even by name, but those same groups. And then here you said it. This is amazing. And I'm not trying to be weird about it. It's just true. So I feel like I should have said that. Go ahead.
Listen, truth is truth. It is a certain, it's in the air, you know, and people that are attuned to it, I think it's become much more accessible to anyone who wants to access and download this information. And I'm talking about metaphysically, that there's an intuitive sense of what's true and what's not. Anyone who has some degree of sensitivity sees that this is an attempt by the forces of evil to seal God consciousness and then use fear to breed codependency on a cult, codependency on sociopaths and corrupt governments, and a belief in the golden calf of these, like, false
and
promises.
So God knows evil's coming after us, and God's opened the floodgates. That's what I feel, actually. I mean, my discernment's way more powerful than it used to be. Are you seeing the same thing?
But, yeah, but I see it actually in a different way. That I see that God is giving every human being an opportunity. It's like we're in the generation right before the flood of Noah, and God is saying, listen, repent and get on the ark. Don't stay in the turbulent waters of idol worship and child sacrifice and paganism. You see, it's the decisions of man. If you know, there's a psychoanalyst, what's his name? I'll remember in a minute, but Carl Jung. But he wrote that the degradation of a society begins at the degradation, a moral degradation of an individual. And so you can learn vice versa, that the moral improvement of a society begins with the refinement of the individual. And so it's the sum total of all of our bad decisions over the last whatever period of time that has led to the slaughter of the unborn, the defamation and desecration of gender roles, the desecration of what marriage is, the perversion and poisoning of the youth through the public school system, which teaches debauchery and normalizes the worst behavior, immoral behavior. So basically, this country has drifted away from Judeo-Christian morals. And let's just keep it simple, the Ten Commandments. And so therefore, it's not surprising to me that there comes a kind of a tipping point that's crossed, a threshold that's been passed through collective humanity, where God says, okay, now it's time for a cleaning. And I think that's what we're going through. And it may be the best result here is that people repent. They return back to the umbrella of the divine will. They live a moral life. They respect life, the sanctity of life. They respect marriage. They respect children and the unborn and so on. And that could avert a major body count. However, regardless of whether or not people are going to realize that, the cleansing will happen. And so what it's, again, every single individual right now is being given a choice, and that choice is from God. And here's the question, who are you going to bow down to?
I agree. Stay right there, Dr. Zelenko. Final segment. We'll talk about solutions straight ahead. We'll be right back. You know, I've got another Barbara Max Hubbard quote for you. She's one of the gurus of Hillary Clinton. I think she's dead now, gone to hell, but she talks about, we are the pale horse death. We're the new world order. We're going to carry all this out. I'll pull that quote up for you coming up here in just a few minutes, but I was just paraphrasing it. But Dr. Zelenko, medical doctor who helped get the first treatments out to save millions of people, he's here with us. And I wanted to talk about where we're going here, because everything Satan does is a counterfeit. And so Satan says, oh, I'm going to call the people. I'm going to make them make the decision. I'm going to make them decide which side they're on. But then really that's God's plan. It's up to us individually to choose, not for Satan to make those choices for us. And Here's Jack Posobiec, who's a smart guy. Pretty clear Biden is only crediting Trump for the vaccine to set him up to take the blame for what comes next. I think that's a very simple, neutral way to say it. And now Trump is rubbing it in after speeches in Texas saying, take the shot, it's totally safe, it totally works. None of that's true. Trump says most Americans dying are unvaccinated and encourages everyone to get the shot. Now, he loved Dr. Zelenko's protocol, helped promote it. I think Trump just thinks doctors are trustworthy. He hasn't heard of Joseph Mengele, and I'm sorry to bring up a Nazi analogy, but it's the one that fits here, Dr. Zelenko. I think Trump's a good person, but I'm really worried about him with what he's doing here. I think he's being set up. What do you think?
Whatever his motivations are, I have to publicly disagree with him. I think he's done a lot of good. I would say the main thing they did that was good was move the federal judiciary toward the right with more than 300 justices that are, have Judeo-Christian values. I think that did help move the country, the moral compass of this country. But what he's talking about when it comes to these vaccines, he really doesn't know what he's talking about. Or if he does, then I have a real problem with him because, he's worried about his legacy. You know, he's a narcissist what he cares about now is his legacy. And he went warp speed due to political calculations. This I know for a fact. But he was looking into pre-hospital treatments and emphasizing that until hydroxychloroquine became politically radioactive. And then he made a calculation with his team, got bad advice that shifted him towards warp speed vaccine development because he thought that was going to help him win re-election, and then he would, after he secured his second term, go back to pre-hospital, I was told, pre-hospital treatment. Now, the reality is that the vaccines were known, the side effects were known, and the FDA knew about it, and months before they released this poisonous death shot on innocent humanity.
That's right. I'll back you up. October FDA CDC documents said they knew all these things would happen that did happen. Please continue.
Well, slide number 16. Yeah, that's exactly what I was referring to. And so, he has a choice. I still hope that he chooses the right thing. I think that the deep state operatives like Rick Bright and Janet Woodcock, and I have evidence for all that, sabotaged his plan when he gave an order to make hydroxychloroquine available to all Americans. They spun it.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.